Here with me in this interview, I have Farm Foundation board member Corny Gallagher, and we're at the end of this transition to a bioeconomy conference held in Berkeley. Just what are your thoughts on how the conference has gone?
Well, first, if you look at the attendees, we had 7 chairs that were world-class leaders. We had 21 speakers from all kinds of perspectives. So 28 presentations over the last day and a half focused on critical issues in the new bioeconomy. And if you think about just fostering that, that's really what the Farm Foundation is about. Fostering dialogue, creating the right environments where leaders come together, share multitude of different perspectives, and help foster the increased knowledge that Dr. Buchanan talked about.
Yeah, and this is a series of conferences, this one focusing on risk, infrastructure, and industry evolution, and every talk had to do with biofuels, a very timely topic right now. How would you describe what the attendees here were able to go away from here with?
Well, I think first they understood in a better broad perspective the science behind a lot of the new bioeconomy, that it's not just ethanol. There was a lot of discussion about ethanol, but you got to realize that we had 3 very important cooperators here. We had the USDA in 2 divisions, both the biofuels section as well as the ERS, and then you had the new consortium here at UC Berkeley with the EBI entity that's fostered by British Petroleum. So if you put all that together, you got a tremendous consolidated perspective of the whole landscape of the bioeconomy.
Yeah, and I think we heard some varying viewpoints on some things, too, and realizing that the foundation, as I think Steve said, doesn't take sides, if you will. But it was interesting to hear some almost contrasting views on in some ways.
And that's part of the program design. That's fostering the education. That's bringing different perspectives to make well-informed decisions. Again, I think it was Dr. Buchanan who said we need research before investment rather than the other way around. And part of it is in program design, part of it is in the cooperators, but more importantly, all of the scientists and ag economists that come together to help bring that information base to one presentation series where you can find it. The other one that's new, of course, is that we put all this on a chip. We didn't hand out a book. We handed out a flash drive memory stick, and it has all of those so that they can walk home and share that within their own environment.
Well, let's also give a plug to the fact that there is another conference coming up in this series.
You mentioned that this is 6 in a series. There will be number 7. That particular conference takes place in October. It's going to be focused on a little bit different component of the energy bio fuel sector. But the important part of all of these put together is that it's tried to take a 2.5-plus-year perspective on the bioeconomy, where we go from here, how we structure a more viable, sustainable future.
And that one's going to be held, I think it's October 15 and 16 in St. Louis?
Right, right.
So if somebody's interested, probably just go to the farmfoundation.org website.
Farm Foundation acts as the catalyst for these events. The great part is that we have a lot of cooperators like the Economic Research Service, USDA, and others, including UC Berkeley in this case, that help bring the information and the leaders together in a forum such as this.
Great. Well, thank you, Corny, very much for taking a few minutes to talk with me here. At the Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.